This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. Today's shir is a credit to the Rebbetzin because my son went off to sleepaway and the bus was not there at 8:45. So I was relieved of my duties at 8:50 in order to be able to be at the shir. Okay. So, Simen Lamed Tes Siv Gimel. Simen Lamed Tes Siv Gimel. Ger Shechazer Ladasa Machmas Yira Kasha Lechtav Tzvon. A convert that returned to his previous religion out of fear is a kasha to write tefillin. What does it mean out of fear? Says the Mishnah Brura, Yira Shelo Yaharguhu. So they don't kill him. Meaning a ger that returned to his former religion because they said if you remain a loyal Jew, we're going to kill you. So then he's kosher right to him. The truth is he did the wrong thing. It's very nice he converted, but now he has to give up his life. That's why you got to think twice before you convert to Judaism. Because if they threaten your life, you're going to have to give it up. After, you know, before that, you could go to baseball games, you could eat non-kosher hot dogs. And shalom alakum. But now you have to give up. But never he does not abdicate his role as a loyal Jew. Because it was coerced. Magavram says, don't be lenient about this. If he didn't give up his life for the Jewish people, even if he secretly observes the Torah, but he's lazy regarding tefillin because he's afraid for his life, the halay al kapanim ain't a bikshira. Because at the end of the day, he's not included in tying tefillin. V'koshikein imhu mumar l'chala Torah kula. Certainly, if he's a mumar for the rest of the Torah, meaning the Mechaber says that if a ger goes back to his bad ways, out of fear that they're going to kill him, he's kosher to wear a tefillin. He should have given up his life. He should have, but we can understand why he didn't. But the Magen Avraham says that if privately he's keeping the Torah and the only thing he's not keeping is wearing tefillin, then the fact that he didn't give up his life, that it sounds like we'll overlook. But the fact that he's lazy legabe tefillin, that already categorically removes him from the category of being bichlal shira. In other words, the fact that he violates the Torah publicly, that does not remove him from being bichlal kshira. But the fact that he doesn't wear tefillin privately, that removes him from the category of kshira. Certainly, if it's a mumar for the whole Torah, unless out of fear that they don't kill him, he's afraid to keep the Torah even privately. The Bir Hagra agrees to this Magen Avraham that basically this person who's afraid for his life better be putting on tefillin privately. Oid Kasav Magen Avraham b'shem Hadarke Moshe. The after b'sefer Torah. Mamzer v'ger toishav. For a sefer Torah, a mamzer and a ger toishav, hainish kibbal of shemitz neach, psuam lichtav. K'moisha kasav b'yaradeas and reish payav. Isn't that amazing? That a sefer Torah, a mamzer and a ger toishav, farshteitzach, he can't write a sefer Torah. It's very nice, he's mekabel of shemitz neach, he's not Jewish. But a mamzer can't write a sefer Torah. That's interesting. So even though a mamzer Talmud Chacham is greater than a Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz, but the Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz could write a Sefer Torah and the mamzer Talmud Chacham can't. Afil hachi betunah mezuzos ein lachas. You don't have to worry about tefillin and mezuzos. Could a mamzer be a shliach tzibur? Say, why not? The in Siman Nun Gimel, Siv Katan Gimel, the Mishnah Brura brings, and it's quoted by the Dershu, he brings from the Shura Knesset Hagdolah. It depends whether a mamzer could write tefillin. And according to the Magen Avraham, that he could write tefillin, he could be a Shliach Tzibur. But according to this opinion that he can't write, according to the opinion that he, the Chida says that even though he could write tefillin, a mamzer should not be a Shliach Tzibur. So the Magen Avraham says, Sefer Torah, mamzer, Ger Toshev can't write. But two mezuzos, they could write. Now, I don't know how in the world could a Ger Toshev write tefillin and mezuzos. V'chol achoyim eskim in the Ger Toshev posel l'ksiv astam. Doha eina b'kshira v'ayim b'ber halacha.
The Nafkamina also from our Sefer Torah, whenever he writes a letter at the end, you have to ask the guy, you know, you're a mamzer, right?
That's what I don't understand. They ask you if you went to the mikvah. I mean, pal, there are more important questions you need to be asking the people, you know? Okay. I don't understand how there could be a daya that a Ger Toshav could write tefillin and mezuzos. If you look in the Bir Halacha, Ger Shechazal Nachas Yira Kasha Lechtoiv Tefillin, he brings that Kolza Ari Begert Sadek. Well, Inyan Ger Toshav is Kimon Primagam Lech Mishma Machasachar the Pasim Mitam Deino Begshira. I mean, that's what you would assume. They're a guy. A Ger Toshev is not a Jew. But then he brings Vahayad Ephraim, Himtzi Dabar Chadash, the Ariad Akimash, the Master Ger Toshev, the Kibbal of Kal Mitzvah, Chutzme Isra Nevela, the Imkain Hala Yeshna Bekshira. The Rebbe Ephraim Zalmar Golas has a Chiddush that a Ger Toshev potentially could be kosher to write tefillin if he was Mekabel all mitzvahs except for eating Nevelois. He says, I could do everything. I could do Shiluach HaKein, I could do Tzitzis, I could do Mezuzah, I can't give up McDonald's. But the Bir Halacha says, that doesn't do it for me. That's not enough. He says that, Uve'emes nirel anias da'ati shigam ze'enoi, da'alai kopani, in a muzer alak shira. It's very nice he puts on tefillin, but he doesn't have to. The fact that he's a Kabbalah, why is that relevant? Veteda the atu amish of evad yikavli a mitzvah sin yiksherem lichtov tefillin. And if you're going to say, well, women we don't let them because of guf naki v'im tidcha mishum de moichelin hashem anachas tefillin. Ukedel el zeiner the chozer rak machlas chumra ba'alma shechoshin lab sikta v'shasti lan tzav de'in moichin alze. And avodim ein moichin. And what about says Rabbeinu says the Bir Halacha, and a woman, if she's mekabla on herself the mitzvah of tzitzis, could she make tzitzis for men according to Rabbeinu Tam? No way. So again, that's really our question on what the Mishnah Berurah brought, that there are deos that perhaps a Ger Toshav could write stam, but it's very hard to based on the way we usually paskin, it would be very hard to imagine that lahalacha that would be. Okay, Siv Dalet. Tefillin shekhsavan apikaris yisarfu. Tefillin written by an apikaris, we have to burn. V'yesh oimrim yiganzu. And some say we have to bury it. So that's what they should be asking by the Ksiva Sefer Torah. You know, do you say mayahani le rabbanon? Are you an apikaris? Forget about the mikvah. That should be your worst problem. Probably the guy took a shower last night. I mean, you know. So Siv Katan Yudbeis, Apikairas. By the way, once we're on the topic, you know that the whole thing at this, where people come and they write an ois in the Sefer Torah at the end, you know the whole thing is a scam. It's the biggest scam in the history of the world. First, you're not mekayim any inyan b'chlal of being there to fill in a letter. It's not your Sefer Torah. It's your Sefer Torah. So you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So what are you doing? You're being mekayim in the mitzvah of chesed that the guy should feel good that you took a picture at his Sefer Torah. But there's no kiyum, not of a dairaisa, not a rabbana, not a minog, not on dover toiv. Maybe if you took the kids out of your house, you helped out your wife. But that you have nothing to do with Sefer Torah. Okay. Or it could be that now that you can't be an apikairis, so then you did tshuva before you wrote that letter. So that's also a positive thing. Fine. So an apikaris who writes the Sefer Torah you burn it, or some say you bury it. Api koiras. I am bibir halacha. Let's see the bir halacha. Shaksavim apikars. What's an apikars? Who ha aduk lavas kechavim? Kenisa b'veisoyse b'shem Rashi because the Mishnah Barambam hochatzvim parak aleph halachi ad gimel laafukim mashu huga be'ezad fus Rashi gitin memheyam ad beis apikars Yehudi she'enoi mamin l'divrei Rabbi Seinu shezeh enoi miperish Rashi kiyadua. Interesting. The din of apikars that writes the Sefer Torah is not like what we just said before. Normally, apikoros is someone who doesn't believe in Chazal. That's not what apikoros means regarding writing Sefer Torah. Apikoros means someone who clings to Avodah Zarah. He clings to Avodah Zarah. Shezeh enoi. I, says Habir Alacha, agam shele inyonim achirim, gam zehu bechlal apikoros, avoloi le'inyin zeh di yisaref. Not regarding the din that you burn a Sefer Torah. We're not saying that l'chadchilo you could have a guy who's not mamin b'chazal write the Sefer Torah. But to burn the Sefer Torah, the apikoros is a very specific terminology over here, namely that he's aduk to Avodah Zarah. Ule'inyin dina, Sefer kazeh nirali pashat sarach lignos parshiyosav. What about if Lamaisa, this is a Sofer, he's not Oduk Tavoyda Zara, but he's also not Ma'amin B'Divrei Chazal. What do you do with such a Stam? That's probably a very relevant question. Says Re'alacha, nearly Pasha Tetzarch Lignoiz Parshiyosef. Why? Number one, Shemaloi Ibad HaKlaf Lishma. Maybe he didn't tan Lishma. Number two, V'Shemaloi Kosav HaParshiyosef HaAzkaris Lishma. Maybe he didn't write the Parshiyos and the names of Hashem Lishma. V'Shemaloi Yavazar B'din Chaktuchais. Kimen De'eino Ma'amin B'Divrei Chazal. And v'gam choshed hulahach shel achirim. Miu yisrami shamdu achir mal gaboy v'rosh shenasa kol kalacha gagoyin shehuloi kosav ala iza oisiyos bar parshiyos elu b'fneyem oi b'hayiriyo shel sefer Torah afiloch yesh la'ayinim ish kazehu b'chlal bar kishira. Meaning, what would be the halacha if you had an apikoros, the more traditional view of apikoros, somebody who's not ma'am b'divrei chazal? Again, if he did it on his own, you got to bury it. But somebody was standing over him, basically making sure he did things correctly. Do we say he's enoi b'chlal kshira? The Bir Halacha is inclined to say you could be lenient. Ulechar yesh avi raya lahatir. Dehaloi le'inyin zvicha gam kein midrash mishu b'chlal bar zvicha echa mizivchai. V'loi mi mish eno bar zvicha. And nevertheless, we paskin in Yoredeya, Tzeduki by Tusi, if we check their knife, and Achem Oimda Agaban, it's a good shechita. But the Bir Halacha concludes, Al Kein Yoyser Tov Sheyim Chakim Yichtav Achem Tachteyim. But if you can't, Tzorachiyon Lamaisa. Okay, let us proceed in the Mishnah Berurah. Yisarfu. You have to burn it im azkaroi seim with their mentions. Ukil kaman b'simen shin lamadal tziv chafalef ayin sham destamay kisha koisev, because probably when he writes l'shem avoydas gilulam hu koisev, he writes for avoydah zara. V'yeisham yom yiganzu, some say you bury it. Why? De'in derech apikoros l'haniach tefillin. He's not writing it for himself or for his people to put on tefillin. Ubevadek savay lumkar liYisrael. He definitely wrote it to sell to a Jew. Ve'efsher shaloi kesavay l'shem avodas gilulam. And it's possible, meaning we don't know for sure, maybe he did write it for Avodah Zarah, but it's possible that he didn't write it l'shem Avodah Zarah. V'das hamechaber lifsoi kedei rishayna. Now how do we paskin? So this is an important principle in learning the mechaber. The mechaber says tefillin that were written by now because you burn it, and some say you bury it, which means the mechaber is so same like the first daya that you burn it. He says, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'das hamechaber lifsoi kedei rishon l'chein k'savay b'stama v'chein das hatazar prisha v'hagro b'biyurei. So if you had a pair of tefillin and you know it was written by an oyved avodah zarah, then you burn it. Then you burn it. We'll do one more sif, and then we won't do the double header today. Sif hey, nimtzu biyad apikoros ve'en yadom miksavan yiganzu. If tefillin was found in the hands of an apikoros and you don't know who wrote it, you bury it. Why? Because if the Apikoros wrote it, then again, the Mechaber just paskin that you burn it. But he might have gotten it from a valid sefer. Yiganzu misafik shemahuk savan. Maybe he wrote it. Aval ein listrif misafik the halog siv loy saasun kein la shemalekechem. You cannot mistreat the stam if it was written by a proper sefer. So since you're unsure as to the source of the stam, so therefore you bury it, but misafik you don't burn it. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Maybe tomorrow we'll do a double header. Okay.
I can ask, why can't the mamza write the sefer Torah? Why is that?
I don't know. Good question.
Can I ask another question?
Sure.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.